QHXS.
ELX Mobile.
QHXS Mobile here.
760LX. Name's Mike.
I think we spoke before. Name is Dave. Just in Mobile and Greer.
But I didn't want to call you a Steve or a Dan. I thought it was Dave, but, you know.
That's okay. I don't take offense.
What system you're working on today?
Nope. Today's the eye doctor visit. AC system tomorrow.
I guess eye doctor, as long as it's an exam, you're okay. Something major. Hope it goes well.
A couple of people recommended this particular doctor, and we're just going to, check up and see about some LASIK, possibly a little bit of eye correction. Nothing major.
Yeah, it's that time of year. I keep thinking I need to go out and clean those outside coils. I don't think it's been done for 3 years now.
Yep. Depending on how bad they are, just be careful. Yeah, don't use any harsh chemicals on them.
That spray at Home Depot and Lowe's, it's foaming spray. It's gentle, like glass cleaner, but it foams and gets up in the crevices.
Yep. I use a product like that. Just be careful, be careful it doesn't have acid or anything like that in it because it could damage them. But yeah, if it's just if it's meant for outdoor coils, go for it. Spray it in, rinse it off.
Inside to the out, of course.
Yeah, that's correct. Just be careful. If you're going to pull the fan out of the way, just make sure you pull that disconnect outside or shut the breaker off or outside.
Pretty easy. Just, it's one of those things where it's probably better to have someone else do it because it's one of those round two it.
Round two, it's in my box, a little wooden one. It says round two it on it.
Last 2 days off work, so I could go get the mulch that I bought a month ago down. So I got most of it down. I got three quarters of the front yard done, so it's a good feeling, but I hurt.
I gotta do the same thing. We gotta take some time and we got some areas we gotta mulch also. We're going to rent the little dump truck over there by either Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever, and just use that instead of my trailer.
Bag mulch, it's just easier to haul it around. And knowing me, it's going to sit there for a while. I don't need it washing away because I'm too lazy. So the only problem with the bags is they delivered, and the guy says, it's kind of leaning. I said, it's okay, I'll get to it quick. And then it rained like heck that night. Fell over across the whole driveway. I had to move these bags just to go to work. But man, they were heavy this year.
Well, at least they didn't bust open. That's a good thing.
I don't know if I even made it.
Well, you said it, they fell over, and I came back with the good thing that they didn't bust open.
QHSX and 60LX.
I got the repeater a little spotty right now. We're down by Buncombe Road in 29, so.
Up here on 85, too. Got a problem with the antenna, plus the spotty areas here, so it equates to, I don't know if I'm getting out or not.
The machine sometimes a little questionable.
And you're making in a repeater just fine. Good audio, good clean signal. KN4 VWA, good morning.
Thank you, man. Good morning to you. Good to know because I got a microphone cord splitting. I've got some work to do besides working on the house.
Opening, I heard some noise in there.
Yeah, I think so, too. Let me get this call. N6CLX will be clear momentarily.
Until later. AP2HX says, good morning, Steve.
Morning, Dave. Let's see, what was that movie? Oh, yeah. There was two of them. 2001, A Space Odyssey. You know, where the computer would say, good morning, Dave. Are we doing well?
Open the pod bay doors, Hal. I can't do that, Dave.
Ma'am, what's up with you today? You got a hard schedule for today?
No, today is eye doctor day. I'm going for an exam to see what we can figure out with my eyes and possibly LASIK or glasses that are better suited to me than going to the eyeglass place and being turned down. Other than that, no. It's going to be a good day, I think.
Well, I was about to give you a new nickname.
Dave's not here.
He's going to start calling you Squints.
Passing her head off. So, yeah, I've been called worse by her, of course.
Good morning. Do you concur with the nickname Squints?
I believe that is quite accurate.
People that pick on you, love you.
At least you didn't drop the F-bomb that time. Wow.
Listen, hey, so you're really thinking about the LASIKs?
I gotta see. I gotta see after today's examination and just kind of make an edumacated decision there, and financial decision, and see what we're gonna do.
I know about six people that have had that done, and it works out just like Mel Gibson in that movie. He would look at Danny Glover and go, "It's beautiful." It worked out beautifully for them, but after about 6 months, they still had to get, you know, up close a pair of readers for, you know, just really, really fine stuff up close. But they said it was way, way worth it because they didn't have to wear glasses again. Matter of fact, one of the folks that had it done, I saw him at church yesterday on Sunday, and I almost didn't recognize him without his glasses. I mean, he just looked so different without glasses.
And he still looked at you? Oh, wow.
Yuck, yuck.
I'm sorry. No, I know. I've heard from a few people about the success rate also. I'm just a little nervous about, you know, never had really surgery done before, you know, except for dental work and whatever. But, you know, you get a little nervous. I'm not a fan of doctors, I guess.
Matter of fact, I'd never had a surgery up until about 2005. And let me tell you what. Since then, I think they've started installing zippers.
Comment, because I know what you just went through recently.
That was really successful. At least so far, I think it's been really successful. And would I do the knees again? Oh, yeah. Would I do the other procedure again? Oh, yeah. You know. Everything I've had done to me has been very successful. You know, except for the psychologist.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Physically, I'm okay. Mentally, eh.
Headed down to the eye doctor this morning?
Going there right now. Sally's driving. We got to be there at 8:50 for the appointment. And they said, you know, plan on spending a couple hours because they're going to be going through everything.
Sally, I'm glad you're driving. I'm just kind of disappointed about one thing.
Uh-oh, here it comes. What?
Smacks on the back of the head that Sally gave you really didn't improve anything.
No, it even worsened the situation.
But not for her.
I missed what you said. There goes her phone now. My goodness. No, she asked me how she looks. She doesn't believe me.
Well, I tell you what, I'm really looking forward to Friday morning. And that's going to be exciting, ain't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, where are you now?
On Highway 357, coming south. And you know the fire department there at 357 and 358?
Oh, yeah. Right by the gas station there?
Yeah, yep. I'll be there in about 5 or 10 seconds, and I'm headed downtown.
Well, are you going down to Greer or are you going down to Thornburg?
You need to feel sorry for me. I'm going downtown Greenville.
Oh, you're coming this way. Yeah, we're on 29 here, about ready to take a left turn. I just gotta see what road we're turning.
That's what we're doing. We're awfully quick on that mic. Hey, does anybody else want to jump in there with us? Jump in. The deep end's fine.
Left on Edwards Road here on 29.
By Haywood. Let's see, what is that bunch? Jervy?
As Clemson Eye Clinic out on Pelham.
Well, I've heard good things about them. You know, but there again, I've never been in there, so. You ought to get some good results out of those folks.
We're paying out of pocket for this, so they better do a darn good job.
What's our expectations in here? I mean, they're not going to make you look any better.
Like we used to say in the band years ago when we were playing in the bars, the more you drink, the better we sound.
It all look prettier at closing time.
And tequila makes my clothes fall off.
I remember that tune, too. Who did that?
I can't remember his name, but he actually came to a venue that I was doing sound for. I think his last name is Wynn. I can't remember his first name, but he was really good.
Entertainment industry. I have a niece that, she pushed her mom and dad to send her to a college in New York City. And apparently she is now an assistant producer on The Tonight Show.
Excellent. But anyway, let me hang the mic here. We're getting pretty close. We're a few minutes out, and she's on the phone, so she's talking away there. Steve, have a good day. I'll contact you a little bit later, and let's see what happens with my eyes today. I'll let you know. I'll give you a report later.
Let me know how that goes, and we'll talk about schedules. So, all right, bud, have a good day. Y'all be careful out there. I'm glad Sally's driving. The rest of the world will be a little bit safer. Kane Forbes, PWA. 83. I'm riding downtown.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad she's driving too. My brain ain't with it today, and I'll explain later. KB2HXS.